Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, chat room. I'm talking progressive all the way from Crete. Thank you for tuning in today. Hello, guest. Nice to see you in the chat room already. Today we have a special guest. Leanne Lord, queen of the comedy ring. I tell you, this woman is wonderfully funny, intelligent, smart. Oh, gosh, I really am a big fan of her. She's inspired by the brilliance of George Carlin, the smooth jazz style of Frank and AJ, and the elegance of Rita Rutner. Leanne has crafted her own unique brand of thinking cap comedy. It's no wonder she received the New York City Black Comedy Award for the most thought-provoking black female comic. I would say comic, not just limit it there. And for two consecutive years, she was Harlem Week's official comedian. Wow, pretty impressive. But let's get a little sample of Leanne to begin our show with. Let me see. What shall I pick here, Leanne? Okay, I think I'll start with this one, a little short thing.
We talk about having kids, but you know what? To be honest, I still miss being a kid. Do you know what I mean? I mean, look, I got food, clothing, and shelter. You know, grown-ups only get that in jail. I mean, as adults, what do we have? We don't have no Santa Claus. We don't have no Tooth Fairy. Boogeyman is real, though. That's the man from Visa. Let me tell you, I owe Visa something like a kidney, okay? But I do miss being a kid. You know what's so great when you're a little kid? They get so much encouragement for doing the right thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, did you tie your shoes and clean your room all by yourself? Good girl. I could use some of that. Yeah. Did you get a job and pay your rent all by yourself? Good girl. Encourage kids in very odd ways. That doesn't make much sense. Like those bumper stickers we give to parents that say, "My child is student of the month." Which month? We got to put that in a context, don't we? I mean, if it's this month, great. If it's September 1992, it's time to move on, isn't it?
Just a little bit there. Let's bring on Leanne Lord. Leanne, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, very funny. Always makes me laugh. The thinking person's comedian. I never, you know, I love that they say that about you because you are very attractive. You're very attractive, but also that you're a thinker and you put those little twists in things. And so let's start, Leanne. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, my goodness. I actually started comedy. Well, my official comedy career, I guess, started in March 1992. Although my parents will tell you I came out of the womb funny, so there's the parental start and then there's the official get on stage start. So we'll go with that one.
We'll go with that one. Yes, Leanne, just listened to a snippet of it, and another radio station on the Isle of Crete said, "Leanne, you are funny," big capital letters. And who else we got?
Well,
and a couple of guests up there. Go ahead.
Oh, Yasu. Yasu, thank you so much.
No, I don't know who that. Oh, Yasu? Oh, does that mean thank you? Did you hear that? Oh. Vicky in Greece on the Isle of Crete? So let's get back to you again. Okay. Now, let's see. You toured college campuses. Let's start with there.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about the show you did for the Black Students Association.
Oh, goodness. That was for Harvard. This was a little while ago. It was a wonderful show that I did. And I was first of all, thrilled to be at Harvard and thrilled to be there for the Black Students Association. But a particular delight, they had a whole program that day, and Gladys Knight was one of the speakers. So I got there early. I got to see her and was particularly thrilled that one of the thinkers that I love was in the audience at my show, Dr. Cornel West. And I'm glad I didn't know that in advance because I would have been incredibly tongue-tied to know that he was there. He's the author of Race Matters. If you tune in to any of the talk shows, he's sort of one of the go-to guys to sort of get the pulse of the community, so to speak, although he's just a very intelligent and well-spoken man in general on any particular topic. But he was in my audience that night. And after the show, he came up to me, and I remember him complimenting me with words I have never heard. And I was stuck. I'm like, I'm an English major. How do I not know these words? And I thought it would have been rude for me to go, wait, let me get a pen. Write this down.
I got to look up how good I am when I get home.
Exactly. It makes sure that I was complimented.
Well, that's interesting that you are an English major, because not only do you perform, and you do have a CD, and the title of that CD is?
I've Got Connections, which is...
Available on Amazon, or?
It's actually available through my website. We're actually redoing my site and getting ready to get it up on Amazon, so that will be launched very soon. But right now, you can get it on my site.
You can Facebook friend her. You can Facebook Leanne Lord. Leanne is one word.
Mm-hmm.
And you can Facebook her, and she'll get you in touch with getting that CD, and we're going to listen to a couple of clips from it as we proceed with the show. But now my chat room is writing you in Greek, Yasu and Nai. Nay, Nay. I don't know what that means. Cornel West uses big words, no doubt about it. And she says, I've got connections, I got to get it. All right, Vicky and Creek, go to www, is it leannelord.com?
Yes, it is. Or if the, I know my name can be a challenge to spell, I always send people to veryfunnylady.com.
Veryfunnylady.com. Mm-hmm. And order your CD there. Get some for your friends there. She's political, talking progressive. Maybe you should have her on as a guest. Actually, she's very political at that. All right, so now you're English major, and what I want mm-hmm. to get, I wanted to get out about your CD because it is hilarious. And you are married to a Greek, by the way, aren't you?
Yes, which is why I know Yasu.
I was just figuring that. The wonderfully talented Mr. Jim Mandrinos as well, and which makes for a very funny household, I'm sure. Do you ever fight over the jokes?
No, we are
so different.
If one
of them comes up with one first?
We're so comedically different that, you know, I will come up with something and I'll be able to hear, no, you know what, that, honey, that's a you joke. That's for you. You know, take that one because it fits what you do better.
Passing the comedy donut.
Every now and then an idea will float around the house like, okay, who's going to get it first? I'm wrestling you for it.
That's pretty funny. Now, you've done some films, too.
Yes.
Tell us
yes,
about
I
your
have.
Work.
Okay. I did. Well, the one I'm most proud of is Radio Land Murders, which was a George Lucas film. And, you know, most people will be scratching their heads going, really? George Lucas? Radio Land Murders? Never heard of it. And the reason for that is it came out the exact same week as Pulp Fiction.
So,
yeah. Even my own mom was like, yeah, Tarantino, I got to go. So
thanks.
But it's funny because they replay it on TV all the time at the oddest of times. So I'll get a random text or Facebook message or Twitter. Oh, my God, Leanne, I just saw your Radio Land Brothers. I'm like, hey, I'm getting a check. Fantastic.
Well, that's good. What did you play in that?
It was a period piece. It was set in the 30s, actually the late 20s, before the advent of television. And so it was set in an old-style radio station.
And who was in that? Who was the lead in that?
The lead in that was Brian Benben from HBO's Dream On. That's where people remember him from.
Oh,
and
his co-lead
was absolutely, and very nice, by the way. I had such a great, talented, wonderful cast to work with. His co-lead was Mary Stuart Masterson. I also worked with, Harvey Korman, who was just so old and crotchety and wonderful. He was from the Carol Burnett Show. Sorry, I just dropped something
there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm babysitting my dog right now, and he loves to get caught up in
dog,
the wires
the way,
of my computer.
What's the dog's name?
His name is Rolly.
Rolly.
He's
this dog is part of her act, and it is
he
your
is.
Husband tells the funniest story, and then you tell a story about this dog. It is the funniest. And my
and
gauge
also,
of a good comedian, my personal gauge, is how much of their set I remember when I leave the theater. And I remember both you and your husband, almost all your set, but it's so funny. Yours is like, his is more story, and yours is more with a twist. Always, there's always a twist, and I go, ooh, I got to think about that. That's funny, but it's intelligent. Oh, man, that was so smart. I almost missed that because it was smart. And you do a lot of smart comedy, and I see you've been on Charlie Rose and The Money Show.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were both on the strategy room together. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. You've been on commercials for Lean Cuisine, U.S. Cellular, ESPN, and Bank of America, doing well here.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I loved doing the Lean Cuisine commercial. I couldn't believe I got it. And all my friends were so mad at me. They're like, you're so skinny. You've never eaten Lean Cuisine in your life. Why are you in this commercial?
Hey, it's product branding.
Hey,
let
there
it go.
You go.
It's a residual check. And that's great. But you've also done, you have a one-woman show.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Tell us about that.
Well, the one-woman show was called the Full Swanky, and it was about being really deep in credit card debt. And
oh.
And the reason why for me and for that debt was just, you know, I'm a shopaholic, and I love clothes shopping, you know, shoes, clothes, bags, whatever. And the fun part about the show, though, was that it didn't just speak to women. You know, I would have men come up to me and talk about, you know, how they were deep in debt and they were shopaholics, but they were buying tools or they were buying electronics or how easy it is to slide into debt because of the economy that we have. You know, everyone sees and wants and buys.
They keep
sending
you those consolidate your –
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you must have money if you have credit and how easy it is just to slide
like
down
money.
That hole.
And it's great. So you've done that. But now I want to go back to your writing because, you know, it's a short show today. Sorry about that. I have to catch a bus.
No, that's,
but
that's okay.
You're writing because you also have a blog out. Tell us about your blog.
I do. I have a blog, a weekly humor blog called The Urban Irma. And it gets its name sort of as part of an homage to Irma Bombeck, who was a absolutely fantastic syndicated humor writer. I mean, I grew up reading
I think
stuff.
Everyone knows my listeners.
Yeah. She was absolutely fantastic. You know, you read her stuff, and even if you weren't a mom living in suburbia, you laughed. So I sort of got my inspiration from her, you know, being a writer, seeing that it could be
and
done.
And what is that blog website? I'm going to take a call in a second, then I'll play some
blog. Oh, sure. It's actually called The Urban Irma. I feel like I'm the urban version of Irma Bombeck. I you know, I don't have kids. I'm not cleaning my house like she does, but it's sort of the urban version. So we call it
the Urban
Irma.
Okay, let's see.
We
have a caller on the line, Leanne. Just hold on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Your name?
Patricia Berger.
All right. And you have a question?
Hey, Pat.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
we don't know each other. All right. We have a question.
Well,
we're not
really.
We know each other through MySpace and Facebook.
Exactly.
Okay.
We have never met. So this is our first introduction. Hey, girl.
Hey, woman, what's up?
All right.
We
have a question for Leanne.
Yes. Well, first I'd like to thank her for all the wisdom she's given me. I worked at comedy a long time before comedy to be up and kick me to the curb. And she just she was my comedy epicenter, and she gave me so much warm and witty advice. I just like to thank her for all the times I was depressed and I would read her column and just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh.
What was your favorite column that she did?
Oh, she had so many. I love the one she did. Let's see. The one about her phone. Losing her BlackBerry and how it devastated her. And I wrote her, I teased her how they called it. I told her, I said, it's not a BlackBerry, it's a CrackBerry.
I remember that one.
Well, you know what? Let me see here. I think I have one of your blogs here. So thank you for calling in, and I'm going to play one of her blogs. Here we
go. Thanks, Pat.
Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. This week's blog, Wistfully Watching Wisconsin. The proverbial red flag went up when the booker said, please don't tell the other comics on the show what you're making. In that moment, I realized that I may have more in common with the government employees in Wisconsin who are fighting to retain their collective bargaining rights in the face of budget cuts than I'd previously realized. Many performing artists enjoy union protection. Musicians have ASCAP. Film actors have SAG, TV actors have AFTRA, comedians have nothing. There have been unionization efforts in the past, the Professional Comedians Association, the National Comedians Association, and more recently, the New York Comedians Coalition. But in the end, they've been of little or lasting consequence. As professionals, we're still largely on our own. Those with agents and managers are a bit more fortunate. It's in their best interest to make sure their clients are properly compensated. Everybody wants 15% or more. But usually, the booker gives you a number, and if it's not outrageously low or suspiciously high, you take the gig. If you've done it before, then you know what it pays. Actually, you only know what you've been paid in the past. Without talking to other comedians, you have nothing to compare it with. If you're dealing with a new venue or a new booker, you're trusting them not to financially sodomize you. I don't wish to imply that all bookers are unsavory charlatans, but without knowing the budget for a show, which few comedians do, there's no transparency in comedy. Bookers are certainly in a prime position to take advantage, keeping the lion's share of the budget for themselves, talent being none the wiser. Well, actually we are, or at least suspect we are, but there's little we can do about it. There's no office in which to file a grievance. There's no agency negotiating minimum pay. There's no on-site union rep making sure the green room, if there is one, is clean and stocked with blue M&Ms. And even if it was, I wouldn't eat them. All comedians have is each other. Scary thought, that. We're not exactly a needs-of-the-many type of people, but silence is the enemy. If we don't share information about what a gig pays, we will continue to be at a disadvantage. Bookers know this, thus the behind-the-hand whispered injunction not to share. It appeals to our ego. We assume we shouldn't say anything because we're making more than the next guy. Though possible, it's more likely a quick comedy confab would reveal how much we all might not be making. But I have a hard time talking about money. I was raised to think money is private. In my family, telling people what you make or asking what they make is as rude as purposely walking in on them in the bathroom mid-squat and striking up a conversation. Fortunately, I'd done this particular gig before. I was actually being paid more than the last time, but I still knew it to be less than what other comics had recently earned. How do I know? They told me. The other comics were men, so I chalked it up to the fallopian tube tax. Signed equal pay legislation be damned, lady comics occasionally can and do make less than their male counterparts. But who are you going to call? What's the alternative? You either take the gig or not. Sure, you can haggle and harangue the booker into paying you more, but it's a short-term gain. He'll pay you what you want on this gig and then probably not use you again. You've won the battle but lost the war. And as long as I'm tossing out worn but fitting cliches, no, life's not fair. Why would anyone put up with such shady business practices? Every industry has its dark side, but it's not all bad. There are some great bookers who are professional, ethical, honest, and a joy to work with. I won't embarrass them here, but I'm proud to know all three of them. A comedian's union empowered to collectively bargain might help, but it's unlikely we'll ever have one. That's why I wistfully watch Wisconsin. The governor needs to close the budget gap, but stripping employees of the right to collectively bargain doesn't seem the fair way to do it. Businesses band together all the time in associations, alliances, collectives, committees, consortia, and leagues to further their own aims. Why shouldn't workers have the same right? However, with no CBA on the horizon for comedians, the best recourse for some of us is fame. We all, and by we I mean me, have a list. A la Madame Defarge from Charles Dickens's Tale of Two Cities, we keep a running tally of folks who cheated, shorted, double-dipped, double-booked, baited and switched, check-bounced, or just flat-out colluded to keep more of the budget for themselves than they were honestly due. If you're lucky, it's a very short list. The idea is that when you make it...
Hi, I'm stopping it there because if you want to hear the rest, go to her blog. That was...
Cliffhanger!
Cliffhanger, and also you have a request from another radio show. They want to know if they can add that blog to your populist blog, please. Can I add this to our progressive populist blog, please? Contact her.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Talking Progressive is a she might have you as a guest as well, Vicky in Crete. You got a fan in Crete already. I don't see why not. You know how to contact her. Go to her Facebooker. That's the best way. Leanne Lord, one word, Leanne Lord. Facebooker, mm-hmm. Vicky. She's on Facebook, and or go to her website. Or does the blog have your contact information?
It does. It certainly does.
Yes, yes. You can go to her www.theurbanirma.com. mm-hmm. at podbean.com, podbean.com. The information is right up in the info, Vicki, if you need it, the link, and you can contact her directly. Oh, yeah. You know what? I was just on her show last week, and we were talking about unions. And that was a very good statement. Don't tell the other comedians my favorite line.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've had that happen, too, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, I mean, your first thought is, hey, I'm special. And then it's like, no, you're really not.
And then my third thought is, am I getting less?
Right. Right.
You know? And that's terrible. It should be like one fee. But you're right. The women comedians do make less.
Oh, yeah.
They do make less. And it's, I always say, why do they call it comedy festivals in New York? All I see are men. It's like five pages for a festival, and it's all men. Where are the women? I've written to the Post several times about it.
Yeah. But, I mean, any lineup you see in the city, you walk into any comedy club, I will guarantee you, unless it's a specialty show, you will not have more than one woman on. Two.
And also, I remember now, you used to do this great bit on credit cards. That was from your one-person show then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I remember it was brilliant. But you did, and actually in the piece I played, you said a little bit about it, I think. The man's a credit card guy.
So yeah, that's the boogeyman. That's what we get to keep as adults, yeah. You know, it's funny, I don't even do that joke anymore, and I heard it, I'm like, hey, that's funny, I should bring that back.
Yeah, I was listening to it, I said, that is funny and so contemporary now, as well as this union thing that you just, so that's what I'm saying, people. She's intelligent and beautiful, and www.theurbanirma.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can go and check that out there, and also her website, www.leannelord.com, and what was the www.veryfunnylady.com. I think you can remember that.
that's really the portal for everything. If you remember nothing else, if you can go to Very Funny Lady, that will get you to Facebook and Twitter and my blog.
And also, they can get your CD then. Is that correct?
Yes. So that is the gateway to joy.
Oh, she loves your credit card. Okay, Vicki. Contact her, Vicki. She loves your credit card stuff. She said it's perfect for her show, and so I think it may re-air.
Wait.
Let's see. I want to see here, too. Look, so now your CD has been played all over XM Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes.
Right?
I run into a lot of fans who are, oh, my gosh, I heard you on XM Sirius, which is
And now you've also been on Girls Night Out on Lifetime.
Yes.
And Deaf Comedy, All Comics mm-hmm. Unleashed, mm-hmm. VH1's 40 Most Shocking Celebrity Hair Moments.
I know.
So
I was shocked to be
Comic
there.
Quickies and Ha Comedy. Wow. On mm-hmm. the Gospel Channel?
Yes.
So you're primarily a clean comic then?
Primarily. I mean, they were dabbling into comedy, understanding that, you know, not all comedy's dirty. You know, it doesn't have to be dirty to be funny. You know, that laughter can be a wholesome, wonderful thing. And
but
so
you have such wonderful observational humor when you're saying things about your. Just give me a brief taste, little thing of your dog. Just one.
Oh, who actually just walked by and looked at me and wondering why I wasn't feeding him and rubbing his tummy at this exact moment.
So give me a little taste of how you talk about your dog.
Well, you know, we went and got him, and he's a special needs dog. He's a rescue, so he came with some problems. You know, like he wags his little tail and he barks at the same time. So I'm pretty sure that means he's bipolar. and you know, I love having a dog. I really do. He's really cute. I mean, I talk about he's a cocker spaniel. He has a little nub of a tail. It's not a whole tail. It's a little nub of a tail, and he wags it like really fast when he's happy. He looks like Shakira. It's adorable. And he has, I guess I found out, I didn't know there was a name for this, he has really bad separation anxiety, I mean, which means he really hates being left alone, and, you know, he follows me around the house all the time. I don't know if you're familiar, the song by Ludacris, like, if I move, you move, and he's just right there, he's right on me. And we went to the vet, when we took him to the vet, and our vet, I couldn't believe it, told us we should put him on antidepressants. I was like, are you serious? I mean, I had no idea dogs got depressed. I'm like, what is he thinking? Ugh. So many hydrants, so little time. I mean, is this what's on his mind?
It's so funny. And what do you have coming up, Leanne?
Oh, gosh. I have a bunch of stuff coming up. This very weekend, I'm actually going to be headlining at the Comedy Zone in Harrisburg. That's where I'm going to be. So my Pennsylvania Harrisburg fans can roll out in droves.
Hey, yes. You never know.
No. I actually do have quite a fan base in Pennsylvania. I don't know how that worked out, but I do. So I don't.
She's big with the Amish.
Yeah, yeah. I don't say that facetiously, you know. I can't let them know about the show on Twitter, but I drive through and there's a sign in my window and they come.
That's pretty funny. And then what do you have after that?
After that, I'm actually in April 9th. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be at Mohegan Sun.
Oh, terrific.
Which will be wonderful for Jim because I don't gamble. He does. So he will be mysteriously with me on that gig.
They should have just booked the both of you, but.
I know. That would have been just easier, you know, so we could only lose half the money. Mother's Day weekend, if this is not too far out, you know, for people, I'm going to be at Stitches in Lancaster, which is funny for me because the first one is the casino where Jim has all the fun, and then Lancaster is where all the retail outlet, all the outlets are, and that's where I lose all my money. Cause
that's where you lose all your money.
Yeah, I'm still a little bit of a shopaholic.
It's terrific, everything you do, Leanne. It's just great. I'm going to wind up the last couple of minutes. Is there anything you want to add, other than that you're a very funny woman, and they can see you at most clubs, most of all the top clubs in New York City?
I'm usually at Gotham or the Comic Strip or the Laugh Lounge. Those are like my three main spots. Those clubs are very good to me, and I'm very grateful. So those are my spots of the main clubs where I tend to
So to get her CD and hear more, go to veryfunnylady.com, www.veryfunnylady.com, the hub of all beaching of Leanne Lord, Lord of the Comedy Rings, as I call you. Leanne, you're doing great. It's great because you're a positive women's force up on the stage. You get up there, you tell intelligent yet very charmingly witty, funny jokes. And you're so lovable. Oh, and I must add before we go in our last 3 minutes that you tour for the Armed Forces.
Yes. Yes. I've been doing shows for Armed Forces Entertainment since 2002, as a matter of fact. So I've been to the hot spots. I've been to Afghanistan and Iraq and Kuwait and Kosovo.
Even the Haitian earthquake relief.
Yes. We went in for a few days to do shows for the relief workers. Because they were actually there a lot longer than they were supposed to be. It's like building a house; nothing goes on schedule. So they brought in some entertainment, and I was part of that team. It was myself and Carol Montgomery, and we had just a fantastic time.
Oh, that's terrific.
Doing shows on a flatbed truck.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, it wasn't Vegas.
Been there, done that, and that's great. So, do you have plans for a second CD?
I do. I do have plans for a second CD. It's so much work to put together. It's like, okay, what did I already say in one, and I don't want to repeat in the other because I always want to give fans, you know, something new that they haven't heard. So it is definitely in the works, as is a book. So my blog
Terrific.
Has become so popular. People want, like, where's your book? So that's
I know. Well, you have an English major background, so there shouldn't be any problem editing it.
No.
Leanne, talking to Progressive, says, thanks, Leanne. You are funny. I will be in touch. Oh, piggyback riding the radio show circuit. Okay. All right, Vicki, thank you for listening in Crete. We're down to our last minute. Leanne, thank you for being a terrific guest. www.veryfunnylady.com. And let me go out on something. It'll just trail out here, but I don't know what we're going to find here. A little more of your comedy. Let me see.
Oh,
thank you, Leanne. Thank you.
Are you having a good time with me? Are you enjoying yourself? I know that I have to get ready to go, but I got to tell you, I've so enjoyed this evening. I've had such a wonderful time. Because, you know, I love doing stand-up. I love this. I really do. And I'm honestly hoping, if I can share this with you, I'm hoping that this takes me into doing TV. That's my goal. You know what I'm saying? Really. Really. I want to be like, you know, Roseanne, you know, Seinfeld. You know what I mean? You know, come on. How come I don't have a show about nothing? You know? Don't have a show set in a spacious New York City apartment where we don't know any white people. Come on, you know. I mean, come on. Sex in a city? I live in a city. I've had sex. Where's my show? I mean, give me Keisha the Vampire Slayer, something, you know. Famous enough so that I can start doing celebrity endorsements. You know what I'm saying? I like that's like Leanne Lord for Lexus. She can't afford the car. But doesn't she look good in it?
Thank you, everyone. Big kiss. Bye-bye.